Okay, hey everybody, this is Chess Griffin from the Linux Reality Podcast. This is my first Hacker Public Radio episode, so it's good to be here. I think it's awesome that this show is up and running, and there's been some really great episodes so far, so hopefully my little contribution will fit right in. But what I wanted to talk about in this episode was the Lighty web server. Lighty is a web server just like Apache. I think most of us have probably used Apache, at least those of us that have, you know, used Linux or BSD or something. Apache being the A in LAMP for Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP. Apache is certainly probably one of the most well-known and probably the most popular web server that's out there. I've used Apache. It runs several of my sites. It's great. I mean, you can't go wrong with Apache. But Lighty is another web server, and I've been using it lately on some smaller sites, and I really like it. And so I wanted to kind of talk about it and just let people know about it, and you know, maybe people will check it out and try it. It's been around for several years. Lighty is spelled L-I-G-H-T-T-P-D, and so they pronounce it Lighty, and it's a much smaller piece of software. I don't remember the exact size of the source tarball for Apache. I feel like it's somewhere 5-6 megabytes, something like that. But Lighty is less than a meg. I just downloaded it recently. I think it was about 800 kilobytes. So it's pretty small, and it compiles very quickly. And of course, most Linux distributions and the BSDs all have a port or package for Lighty, so it's pretty easy to install. And even if you need to compile it from source, it's a simple install. It's just a typical .configure make install. But what I like about Lighty is that it's very small, it's very light. I guess that's where the name comes from. It's super fast, and they tout it as being really ultra secure. Now, I'm not a security expert. I don't audit code, so I can't really speak to whether or not Lighty is more or less secure than Apache. But from an end user's perspective, or from a sysadmin's perspective, what I like about Lighty is, again, you know, just how simple it is to get going and to install. Lighty has a single configuration file, and that's kind of the main thing I wanted to talk about. You know, the old Apache 1.3 series, I seem to recall having a single configuration file. Usually it was http.conf or maybe apache.conf. But nowadays, there's still a single configuration file, but Apache 2, I think, at least from the way I see it, has become more modular. I mean, they've split out different configuration sections. Like if you're going to have virtual hosting, you're going to put them in different subdirectories for, you know, sites available, and then you're going to create a symlink and make it into sites enabled to enable a separate virtual host. There may be a different, you know, file for any of the modules that you need to activate. It's just a lot more. It just seems to be a lot more split up, the configuration files and whatnot for Apache 2. Lighty, though, is kind of like the old Apache 1.3 in that it has a single configuration file, and it's lighty.conf. So it's lighttpd.conf. And it usually, on most systems I've seen, it exists in /etc/lighty. On the BSDs, I run FreeBSD, and in there, of course, everything's in USR local. So it's USR, it's /usr/local/etc/lighty. That's where you'll find the configuration file. But there's a sample configuration file in the documentation section or folder of the tarball, just the base tarball that you can download from the Lighty website. So you can see what the configuration file looks like. And it's pretty short. I mean, I printed it out and it's only like four or five pages long. And it's really well commented. That's what's nice about this configuration file, as is Apache's configuration file, of course. But basically, the way this works is the configuration file, I mean, it's broken up into sections. And the first section, the first 30 lines or so, are just different modules that you can enable, you know, like alias or redirect or the user directory module. You know, if you want to have a user directory in each user's home, there's a, you know, CGI, fast CGI, There's all different kinds of modules. The rewrite module, if you need to rewrite URLs, you can enable that. And all that you need to do to enable these mods is just simply uncomment the line and, of course, restart Lighty. Continuing on, there's a single line where you can set the document root for the server if it's just going to be a single host. If you're going to do virtual hosting, there's a different place for that. But if you have just a single host, it's a one line to set the document root. Some cool things I like about Lighty in the configuration as opposed to Apache, and some things are so much easier. Like, for example, in Apache, if you want to set up, let's say you want to enable directory browsing in some directories and not in other directories. Well, in Apache, you may have to create a block in the configuration file for each of the directories. And then there's an option in there. I think it's option plus indexes. I think that might be what it is. But here in Lighty, you have to do it on a per directory basis. And of course you do that here in Lighty as well, but it's much fewer lines and it's much easier. And when you were first reading an Apache configuration file, if you didn't know what options plus indexes was, you may not know that that's the option to configure directory listings. But here the option is, let's see here, I just had it. I think it's server.directorylisting.activate. Something like that. I mean, it's a very plain English configuration line. That's not it exactly. I can't find it while I'm looking at this configuration file. But the point is, the options that are available that you can enable or disable, it's very easy to understand in the Lighty configuration file. Another example is if you want to password protect certain directories with Apache, you can use the .htaccess file, hidden file, and you can set a .htpassword file where you can put in a user and the MD5 sum hash of the person's password. And I'm sure that most people that have set up Apache know what I'm talking about on how to set that up. And in Lighty, it's similar, but it's great because you can do it all within the configuration file. You can turn on the auth module for authentication, and you can set up what the backend is. You can set up the name of the user file or the group file, and you can list the directories that require different passwords. So you sort of have like the htaccess information within the Lighty configuration file. It's the same amount of information for the most part, but it's just nice that not have to have separate files, for each directory. You can just put it all in one configuration file. You can, of course, break some of this out. You can do includes in the Lighty configuration file and have separate files for different pieces if you want to make it modular, in other words, but you don't need to. Also, you can set up URL rewriting. Again, instead of having a separate htaccess file like in Apache, you can do it all within the configuration file. And it's very simple to set up virtual hosting. There's a very well commented examples both in the Lighty documentation and in the configuration file on how to set up virtual hosts. So you can do that very simply. So that's, kind of Lighty in a nutshell. It's smaller. I think it's faster, simpler to configure than Apache. It may not be as powerful as Apache. It may be more powerful. I don't really know. People benchmark stuff. I know there were some benchmarking done, I think within the last year, and I think it showed Lighty being, much faster and scalable than Apache, but, benchmarks are benchmarks. You never really know how that really plays out in real life. But Lighty is a nice alternative. I run it on some personal sites and different things, and couldn't be happier. It's cool, it's fun, and it's something different to play with. So definitely check it out. All right, that'll do it. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.